A vital piece of musical real estate is up for sale in a corner of Alabama. The Muscle Shoals Sound Studio was a recording center for rhythm and blues, rock and pop artists in the 1960s and 70s. Clarence Carter, Wilson Pickett, and Percy Sledge all produced hits there. But now it looks like Muscle Shoals will soon be shuttered. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
70s-style orange velvet couches still furnish the lobby of Muscle Shoals Sound Studio, a cavernous 30,000-square-foot building overlooking the scenic Tennessee River. Gold and platinum records cover the walls.
Bobby Womack, Harry Hippie, that was a hit at one time. Take a Letter, Maria by R.B. Greaves, that was one of the first hits we recorded after we got our own studios.
So take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life.
David Hood is the bass guitarist for the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section, four local session players who opened their own recording studio in 1969.
And we came up with different names, Alabama Recording Company, you know, and I said, well, what about Muscle Shoals Sound? And we just all fell out on the floor laughing because there was no such thing as Muscle Shoals Sound. I mean, there was a Motown sound, there was a Nashville sound, there was a Memphis sound, and I said Muscle Shoals Sound, and we all thought that was just the funniest thing. And then after a bit, we thought, well, heck, why not?
But by then, a sound was developing in Muscle Shoals at a studio called Fame, where the Rhythm Section got its start. Fame was the first studio here to cut a hit record, You Better Move On, by local bellhop Arthur Alexander in 1961.
Still you beg me to set her free, but my friend, that will never be. You better move on.
It was the first in a string of rhythm and blues songs recorded at Fame. Rodney Hall is president of Fame Studios, founded by his father, producer Rick Hall.
This is Studio A, and this is where all the hits, this is where they were recorded. It's where Aretha Franklin cut her first hit record. It's where Clarence Carter cut his first hit record. Wilson Pickett, and I mean, on and on and on and on.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
The studio looks like it could be a doctor's office, nestled behind the CVS drugstore at a main intersection in the small town of Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
You wouldn't think this would be a thriving music center, especially if you were here back in the 70s. When the big boom was going on here, it was a dry county. You couldn't buy a beer here. You know, we had a McDonald's and a Kentucky Fried Chicken and a Pasquale's, and that was about it.
The nicest hotel was the Holiday Inn, and sometimes the studio would put people up in mobile homes at the local trailer park, or maybe a cabin near the river. But even the stars kept coming back, Hall says, because they could really focus on the music.
I think they just got a funkier records than they did anywhere else. And it's a lot more laid back than any other music center in the country. There's no doubt about that. You know, when you come in here, it's not, what time is it? I got another session at 2 o'clock. I got to get to across town. It's, you know, you're here. There's nothing else to do.
Clarence Carter has been recording in Muscle Shoals for nearly 5 decades.
My papa was a great old man.
He says there's a magic here that's hard to explain.
But I do know that you could go in there and you had a sense of, we're fixing to do something. We know we're fixing to do it. And it would just reflect in the songs you cut.
Carter says there's a vibe in Muscle Shoals that he could never capture when recording in California.
There is some soul in Alabama that you can't find in Los Angeles.
Jerry Wexler of Atlantic Records regularly brought talent, like Aretha Franklin, to record in the Shoals. And so did Stax Records of Memphis. The first million-seller to come out of Muscle Shoals was When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge. Many more were to follow.
It just became the place to come for hits. You know, if you wanted a hit, you came to Muscle Shoals.
David Johnson is director of the Alabama Music Hall of Fame and owned a studio here for nearly 2 decades. Johnson says in its heyday, in the mid-70s, The 8 studios operating here averaged more hits than any other recording center. Bob Seger found his signature song, Old Time Rock and Roll, on a demo from Muscle Shoals Sound Studio. Thanks to an engineer's mistake.
The start of that record where it just da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then it pauses and does that again, that was actually a false start. That wasn't supposed to be on there.
Johnson says the region became known for a signature sound.
Back then, we emphasized probably the bass and the bass drum more than anybody else did. It just had that, what they call funk sound, and it became known as the Muscle Shoals sound.
It's a blend of country, gospel, and R&B, says Hall of Fame curator George Lair.
You can draw a triangle from Nashville to Memphis to Muscle Shoals, and while Nashville is the country center, Memphis is generally known as the blues center. Muscle Shoals, being in between those two places, has been able to combine those two styles into a real southern rhythm and blues that was very appealing.
Local folklore has it the Stones came to Muscle Shoals to record because they didn't have U.S. work permits and were promised their visit could be kept a secret here. David Hood of Muscle Shoals Sound says a lot of artists enjoyed anonymity in this little corner of Alabama, removed from frantic fans and paparazzi. Hood says sometimes the artists were taken aback when they met the Muscle Shoals rhythm section.
I mean, like Rod Stewart, he thought, this can't be the band that played with Aretha Franklin and Wilson Pickett. A bunch of white guys. I mean, we looked like, you know, short hair, you know, just duh. You know, guys that worked at the supermarket or something.
And their first studio in a former casket warehouse wasn't exactly posh.
Paul Simon walked into our ratty-ass little studio and saw the burlap tacked to the walls, and it was raining and it was leaking. And the engineer got the bright idea to thumbtack sanitary napkins across the ceiling, hoping it would stop the drip. When Paul Simon walked in and saw that, he must have thought, oh my God, where have I gone?
But Hood says it didn't take long for Simon to realize he'd walked into something good. They finished the song he'd come to record in just one day and used the rest of the week he'd booked to work on some new music, which turned into Simon's hits, Kodachrome and Loves Me Like a Rock. Simon was drawn here by a song that many say captures the essence of the Muscle Shoals sound, I'll Take You There by the Staple Singers.
I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling faces. No, no. Lying to the races. Help me.
The rhythm section moved into another studio in 1978 and sold it a few years later. Now it's back on the market for $650,000. So far, potential buyers include developers who would like to build condos and others who are not interested in keeping the studio intact. That worries David Hood, who still keeps an office here.
I'm seeing this place that I worked so hard and my partners worked so hard to build going to waste and deteriorating because it's not being used. And my biggest fear is if they don't find a buyer, they're just going to take it, dismantle it, and sell it a piece at a time. You know, that would break my heart.
Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
We've got more about Muscle Shoals Studios at our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.